Roland talks with Pat and Emmett Smith about their charities. From Washington, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil, Jay, hope all is well with you guys. Looking forward to being tomorrow at Heritage Fellowship Church for the men's prayer breakfast. I'm handling the sermon. Tom, it does not count as church, but you're always welcome. So, brother in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, come on out. We'll feed you, and you'll get a good word as well. So, looking forward to that at 8 a.m. tomorrow, Heritage Fellowship Church. Tom, speaking of church, lots of discussion this week for a sermon that Pastor Jamal Bryan of Baltimore gave a month ago. The sermon was titled, I'm My Enemy's Worst Nightmare, Part 1. But all of the attention has been on him reciting a line a song title of Chris Brown as a part of his sermon. And so since folks have been talking about it, including all of you, we said, let's call Pastor Bryan. He joins us right now on the phone lines. Pastor Jamal Bryan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning, sir.
It's been a rather busy week. You gave the sermon a month ago. Are you surprised that a month later, all of a sudden, it has blown up and you are the talk of blogs and websites and radio shows about the language you used in your sermon?
I'm shocked, Roland, and disheartened at the same time. I'm shocked because 29 minutes, I affirm women and their dreams and the influence that they have on their men and the importance of men listening to women and why we have to raise the alarm because the girls are still missing in Nigeria and women are the fastest growing population in the prison pipeline. And I made a comment referencing a song by Chris Brown that has become the proverbial fly in the soup, and it's contaminated the soup and everybody is focusing on the fly. And so, yeah, a month later, if this happened a week after I preached this, I could have understood it. But to say that I was in shock therapy is an understatement.
But looking back at it, Pastor Bryan, couldn't you have used the Chris Brown has two versions. One version, he says, these girls aren't loyal. Yeah. The clean version. Why couldn't you have quoted the clean version of Chris Brown's?
And in hindsight, Tom, I really wish that I would have. 5-6 says that sometimes in an attempt to be profound, you can confound. So hindsight is always 20/20. It was never, ever my intent. I father all daughters. My mother is a womanist theologian. My sister is a clinical psychologist. So I'm getting crucified at the family reunion before I get there. So, no, I really wish I would have used different language in articulating it because it was never my intent to be offensive to black women or any women to that matter.
Pastor Bryan, that's the problem I had with it, and I want to preface this by saying I did watch the entire sermon online, and I appreciate what you were saying about women, but I think that one throwaway line diminishes everything that you were trying, the point that you were trying to make. And your point was, and it was really well done, is that girls who dream become women with vision. And I think that one line that you said, using the H word, could have caught the attention of those young girls who are dreaming and taken away a lifetime of perhaps great vision. And I think that is the problem that I have with all of this, is that we say that we want to help these young girls and boys. And I am not demeaning Chris Brown for all of his troubles and everything. As a matter of fact, I've been very supportive and think that he is a young man who needs our love and prayer. But these girls need it as well. And I think that by throwing away, throwing that line out, it just takes away everything that we are trying to do in helping these young men and women who are using the media to become famous by showing themselves as less than godly.
Sybil, I'm going to go with you. I was actually on the plane when you shared, and so as soon as I landed, they told me that you put my picture on a milk carton, and I was wanted everywhere. So I want to say to you that I agree with you to the 50-yard line, but I think we have to be careful not to practice situational ethics. That if the H word is bad for our young girls in church, then it has to be a consistency. It's got to be bad, and what is music we play, it's got to be bad, and how it is that we articulate and affirm our daughters in any context is wrong. While the church ought to be the moral standard, we have to be consistent. So in every area, if we are going to embrace that misogyny is not just not welcomed in church. It ought not be welcomed anywhere in the church, and there has to be a complete redress.
Jamal, you made a comment when we talked yesterday. You said that it's interesting that there are radio stations who are trashing you, but they play the song.
I made two comments. One is that I never mentioned Chris Brown, so it's amazing that everybody knows the song. And number two, the same stations that are up in arms have it in rotation. And I think...
But they're playing the clean version.
Well, some of them are. Others of them are not. And either way, to even suggest, Tom, that girls are not loyal, when black women have been the most loyal people that the planet has ever seen in any situation, in any condition. So the whole premise of the wrong song is wrong, whether you insert the H word or not. And so I think that this opens up us an incredible opportunity to have a dialogue as to how women are, in fact, presented or misrepresented in media, in music, and even in ministry. It gives us an opportunity to have that dialogue.
And also an opportunity, Pastor, for us to also have this conversation, as you have said, not only inside the church, but outside the church, because I think that we are so dismissive of our women, especially, and I say that as a woman, and we make light and we make jokes using the H word, and even here on this show. And I think that we have to be very careful about the way that we speak about each other. We are just so angry and so mean to each other that we have to start to learn how words hurt. Words, sticks and stones, and that whole thing, and words will never hurt me. That's not true.
I'll be a living witness this week, Sybil, so you can use me as your runway model for that. But I think that we've got to practice Christ-like compassion all the way around. And I'm glad, if anything, almost 100,000 people have watched the sermon. If you've not seen it, don't just listen to the quote. Go to YouTube and watch I'm My Enemy's Worst Nightmare.
You going to do the same sermon this Sunday?
I might as well.
Well, now remember that was part one. That means it's a part two.
So what song are you gonna quote in part two?
It won't be that. It'll be Nearer My God to Thee. I'm not doing no.
I'm about
Chris
going
Brown,
on
nothing.
A beautiful day or something like that.
Let's do Happy Simple. Me and you gonna do a tag team sermon.
Don't do Happy. Whatever you do, don't do Happy.
Or you can do Oh Happy Day.
There you are.